Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here it comes.
Glenn Casper.
Baez, deep to left. A grand slam into the bullpen.
Cubs TV play-by-play man.
Can you bunt the ball onto Waveland? That's my question.
Way out of here. Hello, Sheffield.
Kevin Hart is here.
I'm going to tell you, because I don't know if anybody else has ever told you, you have an amazing voice, man. Goodness.
Thank you. Like got to hear him sing.
It's like a dove. If a dove could talk, this is what it would sound like. Yeah, that's
exactly. Never been told that.
Twitter.com/LynnCasper.
Oh, baby, Chris Bryant. A deep drive. Way back. Ball game over. Cubs win. Cubs win.
Glenn Casper. Talking Cubs with Mully and Haw.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Glenn Casper joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning. How are you, Len?
Good morning, Len.
Hey, guys. Doing fine on another lovely day here in South Florida. I think just what the Cubs needed.
And a team that the Cubs needed to see. I mean, that's a pretty bad team, and it was nice to see you. You know, I'll tell you what. He got the velocity up. I mean, he was throwing the ball pretty fast there.
I don't know where that came from, but, you know, we know he can throw that hard, but the last two pitches, 98 and then 99, he just emptied the tank there, and it was pretty interesting to watch. He's made four starts this year, and he's gotten a little better every time out. He did walk four. But missed some bats and made pitches to get out of some jams when he had to, had run support, and that's how you dial up a win.
You know, Len, Wilson Contreras hits his sixth home run of the season last night. It's the first time a Cub player has had six home runs through 15 games since Derek Lee in 2008. So last year, this I think it took Wilson Contreras till June 27th to get his sixth home run. Offensively, there are no questions. He really came back and he's locked in. Defensively, how much value do you place on pitch framing, and how would you describe where Wilson is in that part of his game?
It's a really interesting area, because that's the one thing a lot of people in the game talk about, you know, who's good at framing, who's not. And as we know, he hasn't graded out really well there. The thing about it is, even if we agree he is, you know, not an above average pitch framer, all the other things he does back there, including throw guys out, is really good. And I think he has gotten quieter and has gotten incrementally better back there in terms of his receiving. But he's a ball of energy, and we know that. And, you know, I think we've also seen him mature and calm down a little bit. He loves what he does. He's very tough. I think he takes care of his pitchers well. And you know, the framing stuff, again, I think we're still figuring out, you know, how much that matters in terms of, you know, runs per game or whatever, calls per game that you can buy for your pitcher. But I do think he's getting better. I think he works at it very hard. But for me, when I think of him defensively, David, I think of him as having that big arm as a weapon that can help get you out of an inning on occasion by throwing somebody out at one of the bases.
I don't argue any of that, but again, part of the problem is they again, okay, Fangraphs, this is before yesterday, they say that it's a minus 1.3 framing runs. StatCast says the Cubs have the highest percentage of balls called in Major League Baseball on pitches around the edge of the strike zone. So, you know, it's not catastrophic, but that's not helping, right?
No, but, you know, some guys are really good at it and some guys aren't. And again, I think he, there's a couple ways to look at it. When you have a hole in your game and you're a catcher and there's so much going on when you're trying to be a good offensive player, you're trying to help your pitching staff, you're trying to come up with a game plan in terms of calling pitches and where you set up, all of that stuff. And I think he is working hard at the framing, but if you overdo that, I do think you run the risk of possibly affecting another part of his game. And he admitted last year, right, that that the defense got to his offense and all of that stuff. So, you know, I think you got to be real careful in not doing too much in that regard and just hope that over the course of time with more experience that he gets a little bit better at it. You just look at some guys back there. You know, Grandal is very good at it. Jonathan Lucroy. They're just very natural in the way they catch the ball, and it's just not as natural for Wilson. But again, I would take Wilson in terms of the other parts of that, with the throwing arm and the offense, than probably any catcher in the league. So he's not perfect. Very few guys are, and that is certainly one part of his game that can get better.
Len, Sunday's postponement moved the schedule back, and so Addison Russell's quickest return date would not be until May 3rd against the Cardinals. Now, defensively, the Cubs have struggled, and there were another error last night, and for whatever reason that's happened, it's happened. Has that put them in a position to depend on Addison Russell more than they maybe want to because of what he brings defensively?
You know, I don't know the answer to that question, and quite honestly, guys, you know, as the season has started, I haven't really, you know, thought too much about it, and I'm not sure they have in the clubhouse right now about what it looks like when Addison comes back in terms of playing time and that sort of thing. And it's nothing against him necessarily, but I do think when you get into a season and guys are not there and available, you deal with what you have at that moment. I can tell you Joe Maddon likes Daniel Descalzo a lot and likes having him on the field a lot. So if he's going to get a lot of starts at second base and Baez has got to be on the field somewhere, it's going to be really fascinating to see how Joe works Russell into the lineup. And I'm not sure that right off the bat he becomes your everyday player. In fact, I would say he doesn't and has to work his way back in. But I think Joe likes the rotation he has right now. Position player wise, I think feels pretty good about the group. There is no question, going back to your kind of original point, David, that Russell is a very good defensive player. I still think their best defensive alignment, all else equal, is Russell short, Baez second. I think that combination is terrific. But there are other factors involved, including offense and just kind of how the lineup looks. And I don't know how it'll look when he comes back.
Len, we were talking about Jose Quintana and that trade and how to view him in the context of the certainty of his contract, allowing you to go out and get a guy like Darvish and all that. And David asked a question, simply put, who's going to have the better year? You, Darvish, or Jose Quintana breakthrough? It's a tough one.
I mean, you got to go, if you're going to go with the kind of standard answer, it's Quintana, because he makes 32 starts every year. And while, you know, last year was a bit of a down year in terms of the big inning, durability matters a lot. And the fact that he takes the ball every 5 days does matter. So I guess as we sit here right now, I leave open the possibility that Darvish has a better year. And if he does, I think the Cubs have a very good year. You guys, you know, asked me, I think, a month ago about, you know, what it's going to take for this team to be really good. And I said Darvish needs to pitch a lot. And if he does and he's good, I think the Cubs are going to be very good. But Jose Quintana is reliable, and it's not always sexy to say that, but there's a lot of value in making sure that every 5 days that guy takes the ball. And the last time out, he was absolutely terrific. And he was not good his first start. He was great his second start. I think somewhere in the middle is probably where he'll sit.
Great stuff, Len. Really appreciate
it. Thanks, Len.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you next week.
Good stuff last night.
That is Len Casper.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.